Now for something completely different. I want to read a draft of a poem that is very new. I mean to say, I've been working on it for a year and a half, but I haven't read it like this. I've read it once some time ago in an earlier version, so I'm trying something out on you. I hope you don't mind. It's in three parts, and it's called Egg, Chicken, Rooster, Hen. From the dark yard by the sheep barn, the cock crowed to the sun's pale spectrals for blossoming eastwards in June, and crowed and crowed, later by clock through fall and winter, grand conquistador of January drifts, how he strutted, this almost useless, vain crower, with wild monomaniac eye, burnished swollen chest, yellow feet serpent-scaled, blood-red comb, who mounted with a mighty flutter his busy hens. Generalissimo Rooster of nobody's army. When he was old, we cut his head off on the sheepyard chopping block, watching his drum major prance his last resplendent march, and boiled him 4 hours. Our frigassee Sunday dinner with gravy, potato, and ragged mountainous dumplings. 2. At the depot in April, parcel post went cheep, cheep in big rectangular cardboard boxes, each trembling with 50 chicks. Broodery packed eggs hatched on the journey, and when we opened the carton in the cool tool shed, 50 downed fluffers cheep, cheeping, rolled and teetered like yellow tennis balls with tiny feet. All summer I looked after them. Twice a day I emptied their fouled water and freshened it from the trough. Twice a day I trudged uphill to the grain shed, filled sap buckets at wooden grain tubs, and poured pale grain into V-shaped feeders, watching the birds fluster and shove. One summer, I nursed a blind chick 6 weeks, pale yellow, frail, tentative, meek, who never ate except when I gapped space for her. I watched her grow little by little, but every day outpaced by the healthy grabbers, and one morning discovered her dead, meatless, incorrigible. 3, the final part. At summer's end, the small roosters departed one day by truck, squawking with good reason. Pullets moved to the hen house, laying miniature eggs, growing as the year turned colder among fallen leaves in the strange snow falling, extruding each day new eggs, harvested morning and night. They roosted in darkness, locked from skunk and fox, and let out at dawn, footed the hard yard, tilting on stiff legs to peck the corn cob clean, to gobble orange peels, carrot tops, even the shells of yesterday's eggs. Red-feathered pigs turning garbage to eggs. They labored for our breakfast at the square table, for egg boxes the eggman took twice a month, fresh eggs, singing in the henyard church, "Work for the night is coming when we work no more." Then the egg-making frenzy ceased, each in her own time set for weeks, as if setting itself made eggs without making eggs, and therefore danced on the packed soil of the henyard her final headless jig, and boiled in her naked shape, featherless as an egg, consumed like everything else, as she joined again the round of the fixed year. If you hear... Thank you. If you hear a lack of conviction as I read the last line, you're right.